Welcome to another edition of Mike McFeely Outdoors on the mighty 790 KFGO on this Saturday morning in November. And Bison football, I always got to get this out of the way because, I mean, I love doing the outdoors show. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish guy, and Tom Wynn's best friend in the mornings on Tom Wynn and Friend. Love having you in the studio.
I enjoy it myself.
But I know that the big draw of the day on this radio station is the mighty number one ranked two-time defending national champion North Dakota State Bison.
But there's going to be a lot of people that'll be wearing blaze orange because they just swing into the game. There's going to be a lot of people that will be listening to the game on the Mighty 790 while they're out deer hunting or pheasant hunting. So I do get that as a biologist for the Game and Fish Department that there's other activities that are going on this weekend.
Bison coming up later today on 790. Illinois State at the Fargo Dome. Tailgating's already going, so if you're tailgating listening to KFGO right now, thank you very much for tuning in. Kickoff is 2:07, I believe.
I think I was going to say 2:37.
I don't even know what time the game starts.
I think it's 2:37.
I think you're right. I think it's 2:37.
But I'm a biologist, so I know deer season open up at 12 noon on Friday. The Bison kickoff. I'll leave that up to you and Ryan Delner.
I think it's 2:37. I'll just keep my mouth shut though. Where I was going with this whole thing, in addition to getting out the word that the Bison are on later on KFGO, is. Let me ask you this, because you have multiple interests in life. You're not just the biology guy. Tom Wynn's friend. I'm not just a guy who likes to talk about politics or whatever, mall openings. I have many interests in life. As big as the Bison are, and there's going to be 19,000 people today at the Fargo Dome. There's going to be 10,000 going down to Frisco if NDSU is fortunate enough to make it down there again. Okay. But keep it in mind, a large percentage of the state's population has been in the field the last couple of days pursuing deer.
Yeah.
And there could be 30,000 more. There's more people who got turned down for a deer license in the state of North Dakota this year than go to a Bison game on a Saturday. More people got turned down for it. Think about that.
No, and I really love that conversation. I there's so many different angles to go on when you talk about hunting versus spectator sports and what's the bigger, and there's that crossover too. There are, as we alluded to, the guys and the gals that were going to be deer hunting this morning, making it to the Bison game. There's definitely a crossover because people have multiple interests. They're not just hunters. They're not just Bison football fans. One thing that I always try to point out is people that may not hunt, there's not a lot of them, people that might not have a vested interest in hunting don't realize that when you take, like, for example, as you mentioned, 44,000 hunters did not draw tags this year. There were
just 44,000. Right. That was 30,000.
There was about 60,000 tags offered for this season. But those people fan out across the state. They don't all just gather the 60,000 deer tags. They don't all just gather at the Fargo Dome on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They fan out all across North Dakota. I think people just have this turnstile ticker in their mind. That's why maybe they lose sight of how big deer hunting is. We still have 100,000 people that apply for a deer tag each year. 100,000 people. You have to be 14. There's youth seasons and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But when you look at a state population of under 700,000 and the age restriction for deer hunting, when that's the active people that are deer hunting. And then you look down your block and you look down the street or in your office, in your place of business, how many people are deer hunters or a spouse of a deer hunter? Mm-hmm. I always have fun thinking about my own neighborhood. Deer hunter, fisherman, deer hunter, duck hunter, goose hunter. And the draw of the outdoors is huge. It's absolutely huge, but it doesn't have the shock and awe, but it doesn't have that single visual of everybody gathering in the parking lot, tailgating, and going, because they're not all gathering at one spot, Mike.
The closest thing that I can get to that, and you're right, you're not all in one spot, but the closest thing that I can get to this one big day where everybody knows everybody's out doing an outdoor activity, pheasant season in South Dakota, because that's like a holiday. The pheasant opener in South Dakota is literally a holiday. And maybe it's too big. You have people flying in from everywhere in the world to shoot pheasants in South Dakota. But that is that day when there's so much blaze orange across the state that you go, wow. The other one that stands out in my mind is the opening of fishing in Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know, a million people or something get on the water or buy a fishing license for that opening made up holiday opener that benefits the tourism industry in Minnesota. That to me, when you drive out to Detroit Lakes on the Saturday of opener, you go past an access and there's 100 rigs at an access on whatever, Pelican or Cormorant. Right. You go, wow, this is a big deal.
It's interesting that you bring that up because it just popped into my mind from earlier this week, and you talk about Black Friday. And really, you look at what the Minnesota fishing opener is, what the North Dakota deer opener is, the South Dakota pheasant opener is, that's like what Black Friday used to be. I'm not from Minnesota, and I don't see Minnesota saying, let's get rid of the Minnesota fishing opener, that, you know, let's do it at 8 o'clock on Friday morning instead of midnight on Saturday morning.
And you know, you, aside from all the biological arguments, you know, Minnesota just has more people than North Dakota does. That's one of the reasons why. But it's a tourism thing. They want to make that big splash. And as a lifelong Minnesota resident, I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. You know, sure, you can go to South Dakota or North Dakota and catch walleyes the second the ice goes off the lake. That's fine, and that's okay. But I like that big focus on that one weekend. It's a fun weekend. If you're from Alexandria, Minnesota, like I am, if you have relatives now who have a cabin over by Brainerd, Minnesota, if you live in Moorhead, if you like to get out to Detroit Lakes, it's fun to be part of that, to see the people, to go to the watering holes, to go to the restaurants and have people talk, well, where are you going to open? Oh, what lake are you going to be on tomorrow? It's the anticipation, it's the excitement, and it draws interest for that opener. There are people who buy a license to fish in Minnesota who use it one day. Yeah. And that's okay.
And there's people from North Dakota that just go for the Minnesota opener.
Yep, and that's okay. I mean, that's fine. And it's not an economic thing. It's a, hey, if you get out that one day to be with your family, to be with your friends, like the deer opener in North Dakota, the tradition of it, good. That's a good thing. Keep it alive. Keep it going.
Yeah, and that's what the North Dakota deer opener, when you take a season that's condensed to 16 and a half days, that's why there is so much attention, and there's such a buzz, and there's so much emphasis put on the North Dakota deer opener because of that, because of the limited opportunity that you have. And then you carry that on tradition after tradition. And really, I think when we go back to the origination of the discussion of sports, spectator sports, and fishing and hunting, I, again, as a biologist, I would say that, you know, 10 years ago, the deer opener undoubtedly was bigger than bison football. There were people that said, I'm not going to bison football, I'm going to go hunt deer. And you could see that in the dome, because the dome was empty at that time. And now with the 44,000 hunters that didn't draw tags, sure, some of them are going to go pheasant hunting. Some of them might try to go out and do some goose hunting. But it's a lot easier for them to say, I'll be in the parking lot at the Fargo Dome and I'll be tailgating before the bison game.
And oh, by the way, it's the Minnesota deer opener today as well. Because that's another, it's again, a huge deal with the number of licenses. And I don't mean to forget that, because I'm not a deer hunter. And so I kind of lose sight of that. I'm not part of that excitement, but the Minnesota deer opener, like the North Dakota opener, like the Minnesota fishing opener, it's a big deal in the land of 10,000.
They put 500,000 deer hunters in Minnesota, 500,000 deer hunters in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Again, more popular than the Vikings. Possibly.
Well, right now. People would like to be, well, I'm not going to go to that. That's a bad road to go down, because, well, I'm not going to do that. We're going to take a break. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish, and Tom Wynn and Friend with us on Mike McFeely Outdoors on KFGO. We will return and chat more about the great outdoors.
Rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes corn.